Whether it's life, relationships, politics, or current events, nothing is off limits. This is the Patty and the Millennials podcast, powered by Acme Markets, helping to bridge the gap between baby boomers, Gen X, and millennials.
This is the podcast conversation, Patty and the Millennials. Welcome. Great conversation. I'm Patty Jackson. I'm a radio vet in Philadelphia, and I've been doing it for 40 years, podcasting for about seven. And conversation is important. It really is. And you should bring everybody in the mix, men, women, millennials, Gen X, even if sometimes you disagree. Today, we're talking about improving your own mental health. There are ways that you can do it without going to a therapist, not putting therapists down. But there are certain things that you can do for yourself to improve your mental health, whether you're getting over a breakup, going through things in your life, maybe with your parents or dealing with death. There are ways that you can improve your mental health. And today we're going to talk about that. I saw an interesting thing. Uncle O, veteran broadcaster, is joining us. And I read this thing, O, that said, stop complaining and stop with negative self-talk.
That's true. I agree with that 1,000%. If you know, a lot of times we'll talk ourselves out of the things we love to do, but that's with the negative thinking, the negative self-talk. You got to start by talking positivity into your life, into the things you want to do. The other thing is, Patty, is find the thing you love. You know, a lot of us who are suffering mentally love something. We love doing something, and we won't do it, but you have to find that thing you love and do it.
Getting over a breakup can be hard. Here's a confession. Yeah. Years ago, I was a teenager. Guy broke my heart. It was late teens. Oh, I ate a whole box of Fig Newtons. And then I had to sit there and say, why you do that? Because you know how your stomach is. Just imagine Fig Newtons. Just imagine.
Yeah. Well, that didn't go well, I'm sure.
It did not go well. So you never want to overeat, but a lot of people need improving their mental health, getting over a breakup, because it can be hard.
Yeah, well, you got to talk. The thing is, you got to find someone you can talk to that also won't agree with you, because a lot of times we think we're right in the breakup. But you need somebody to tell you where you were, because, you know, understanding where you went wrong in the breakup will help you get over the breakup. A lot of times people leave the breakup and say, oh, that person was wrong. It was their fault. But understanding that you may have been the problem, too, will help you heal and apologize to the person for your role in the breakup will also help you heal.
Woke Mama is joining us. We're talking about improving your mental health. There are things that we can do personally to improve our mental health. And I thought this was interesting. Making your bed, drinking water, going for a walk, praying, meditation. Mm-hmm. Woke Mama is here. Do you agree with those things in improving your own personal mental health?
Absolutely, 100%. But I think it's very, very interesting that all of the stuff that our grandmothers and our mothers taught us to do to take care of ourselves, such as drink water. Make sure you're drinking water every day. Go out. You know how they used to send us outside when we would get angsty in the house? Like, just go outside. But, like, there's real truth to that. There's real honesty to that. And I think it's very interesting that we're harking back to all the things that our grandparents or our parents used to tell us to do. And they would tell us it as being bossy, but, like, in truth, they were saving us. They were giving us these pearls, these gems of how to better take care of ourselves. So, you know, taking a walk, going for a run, just getting some vitamin D, standing outside because we're inside all day, drinking our water, taking care of ourselves. I agree with all of that.
Improving your own mental health. This is the discussion on the podcast, Patty and the Millennials. We've got Dr. Heather Richards. She is a sexologist. I was reading some interesting things like improving your mental health, making your bed, going for a walk, being thoughtful of people. A lot of people mentally, I just want to take it to the sex here, as I always do with you, improving your mental health sexually. If you're dealing with a selfish partner or you're how to put it? All right, say you're not in the best of shape,
mm-hmm.
but and you're self-conscious about, yep. you know, your thighs, your stomach, you know. This goes for men, too.
Oh, yeah, Patty. It goes for men, too. So, you know, improving your sexual mental health and just your overall mental health, everything you said is true. And they're like 50 more things that you can do that we take for granted. You know, like mindfulness meditations, deep breathing, like before you go into the bedroom, you know, or when you're in the bedroom with your partner, do some meditation first. Do some deep breathing together. You know what this does? Reduce stress and anxiety. And what that does is also reduce the anxiety and stress associated with having intercourse. A lot of people are stressed or anxious right before they have intercourse because of performance anxiety. They're like, oh my gosh, I gotta perform. And my stomach is not the way I want it to be. You know, I'm just giving an example, like, of something that could happen. Because there are so many different examples around, like, body image that we kind of psych ourselves out. Let me tell you, 80% of the people in the bedroom, they're not looking at your stomach. Patty, that's our stuff. What they looking at, what they want is you. And you're a part of that. You know, you come with all of your outside parts, and I always say your inside parts, you know, meaning like your heart and your brain. All of that is connected. So we are our toughest and roughest critics. So I would say take up some relaxation practices before you go into that bedroom. You know, take leisure time. This also can improve your sexual mental health because we are so busy, Patty, that we don't take the necessary time to relax, to contemplate, to pay attention to the positive things in our day that are going around us, right? Pay attention to our partner, the things that our partner or somebody that we're sexual, physical, or intimate with is doing. What brought you to this person in the first place? Take time to think about these things. That can improve your sexual wellness and mental health as well.
We're discussing improving your mental health because there are certain things that you can do yourself to actually improve your mental health. Brandon Best is joining us, and I read something interesting, Brandon, that said eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the same time is something, and making your bed in the morning.
Interesting. I can see the bed piece. I can see the breakfast, lunch, and dinner piece. Now, you're saying like eating at the same time?
Yeah. I thought that was strange.
That's strange. The bed piece I can see because I do get a sense of peace, I will say, when I know my bed is made, when I know that I'm not leaving the house and, you know, my bed is, you know, still a mess. So I do get this weird sense of peace when it comes to that. Also for me is I can't go to bed with dishes in the sink, dirty dishes in the sink. So that's another thing for me that, you know, kind of helps me, I guess I would say, with my mental health because I'm not, I guess I can sleep through the night because I wouldn't be able to sleep through the night if there are dishes in the sink, as weird as that may sound. But I can understand that piece, the eating of the breakfast, lunch, and dinner is, I gotta look that one up.
Brandon, you know what? It's not strange at all. My son told me that I was obsessed with mopping the floor. And I said, no.
Oh.
I like the kitchen to be in order. So when I wake up in the morning and go in the kitchen, that mm-hmm. floor is not dirty. There's nothing strange about the dishes in the sink. It drives me insane.
Yeah, it dry. I cannot go to sleep. And then another small one that I have now that you're saying this, but I cannot lock my doors at night, go in the house and get ready for bed, knowing that my car is like either at a quarter tank of a gas on E or, it, you know, it's below that or that gas light is on. I can't. I just can't sleep. Like, I will literally go out at 1 o'clock in the morning and go put gas in the car so that way I can sleep a little easier. So that's another weird one for me, but it keeps my mind at ease.
Improving your own personal mental health. There are many steps that you can take. And one is drinking water,
going for a walk, praying, meditating. Desi is here. What are your thoughts on improving your mental health? And are there little things that you do to improve yours?
Oh, my goodness. I am so guilty. I was doing a good job, Auntie. I really was. I was making sure that I was on my prayer on a regular regimen. I was drinking my water and minding my business. And somewhere along the line, I lost sight of it. But I'm going to tell you, the things that have been so helpful to me are instrumental tracks and like ocean sounds and things of that nature to really center myself and come to grips with my day, to decompress, intentional decompression. Because we take so much, especially with what we do, we meet so many people, we have so many various interactions, and we never really take the time to decompress. Just like you out all day and you come home and you bathe and you get the city off of you and people off of you, you also have to decompress and get people's thoughts, opinions, and all that stuff off of you. So intentional decompression is what I think, and I'm gonna get back to it. I promise I will.
Improving your mental health. There are little things that you can do, something as simple as making your bed. Deja is joining us. Does that sound strange?
No, because I know for me personally, when my room is a mess, I notice that my mind is cluttered all over the place. When the car is a mess, I notice that my brain is all over the place. But when I clean my room and the car is clean, like, I just feel like I'm living better.
We're talking about improving your mental health, and Chocolate Divinity, LaToya Charleston, is joining us. And Toya, they were talking about getting up at 4:30 in the morning, and I was like, because for
Daddy,
some people, I was like, oh, I'm not there. Because
What y'all talking about?
Because I used to be a morning person many years ago. But that ship has sailed. It's gone.
It's gone for me too. Now, what they're saying, I do understand the concept, because it's about giving yourself time to that reprieve, not feeling so rushed. Because we all know when you start late, or it's like, oh, you knew you should have gotten up a little early to handle some stuff, and then everything's piled up, and that affects the rest of your day. I walk in that a lot, and I try not to. I find ways to, you know, ground myself. But it's so funny, because on the opposite side of that, I've been kind of toying with my schedule as well, especially on the nighttime side of things. So for me, I know it's imperative for me to wake up. Like, I know I need to feel rested. So little tricks of the trade that I've been like trying on when I have nothing to do, you know, in the evening, depending on how late it is, I try to be in bed by 9 o'clock, hopefully 8, but 9 o'clock, and not necessarily, you know, to be asleep at that time. But it's something about having your body in relaxed mode. It makes it easier to fall asleep, and I stay asleep longer. So I kind of feel like it's kind of like the same shoe, different foot for the 4:30 in the nighttime. But for the most part, for people to find mental clarity, you got to ground yourself and try different things out and find out what works for you. What works for this one person might not work for you, but it's all about adjustments. But if you do not make them, you will overwhelm yourself and burn yourself out. And nobody wants that to happen, because nothing good comes from that. That's when you start making brash decisions. You be cussing everybody out. And it's like, yes, those moments sometimes are needed. You do need to get some people together, but it shouldn't be a commonality. When you walk in a room, this is what the perception of you is. Like, oh, they about to snap out. Like, nobody wants to be viewed as that, right? I would hope not.
This is the podcast Conversation, Patty and the Millennials. And we're talking about improving your mental health. There are personal things that you can do to improve your mental health, like making your bed, drinking your water, sometimes praying, meditating. Dexter is here. Are there things that you do to improve your mental health?
I am one of those people that I think it's important to, quote unquote, treat myself. Like, I am one of those people who, like, look at the word overindulging doesn't mean anything to me. Like, if I want to blow money fast on myself, like, I'm going to do it. Because, like, I feel like we work too hard and we do too many things, like, to make money and to make ourselves, like, happy, to, like, deprive us of ourselves of things. Like, take the flights when you want to take trips. Plan trips out. Like, make your weekends work for you. Like, I like to watch wrestling. And people are always like, why are you doing that? I enjoy it. And I'm going to allow myself to enjoy it, allow myself to spend the money on it, allow myself to spend the time on it. And that, to me, is the best way of handling your mental health. And I think one of the issues that a lot of us have is that we're too busy living for other people and what they may approve and disapprove of, that we forget what truly makes us happy.
Reverend Dexter, bring it. What would you say? I'm joking with you, but what you say is a lot, because a lot of people are busy living for others and not doing for themselves. Did you know that there are little things that you can do in life to improve your mental health? Lexi is here. She is a doula. She's caring. And are there things, because you give so much to others, that you do to keep your mental health and state in check?
It is, yes. It is a huge weight to bear, to do so much of giving, you know, and pouring out of yourself. And it's very easy to miss the opportunity to replenish. And so September is Suicide Awareness, Prevention Awareness Month. And so one of the things that always comes up for me is my own journey, surviving suicide, if you will, developing and becoming better and stronger in my mental health. And so what I have learned over the years of trauma, the years of experiences that I've had through all these different stages, is the importance of utilizing professional support, number one. And so, yes, I have my self-care practices like meditation and journaling, but the moment we lean into that more than also benefiting from a professional third party, and for me, I really appreciate someone who has a relationship with God, we miss the chance to grow and evolve through life. And so I'm grateful that we're seeing the shift happen in our community, where we're normalizing support in a mental health capacity. But I think that's how I've been able to start to be more intentional about my mental health, is focusing also on my physical health. I don't think we realize how much we carry in our bodies, and so it's a balance. So I support my mental health through my physical and wellness, and vice versa.
Improving your mental health. Little personal things that you can do yourself for your mental health. And there's always room for improvement. Author Kim Reed is here. Optimist always wins. Kim, I was reading a thing. They said making your bed can help improve your mental health. Does that sound strange?
No, because organization is a part of your mental health. They say that people who are junky or who don't make up their bed, sometimes they're disorganized. So I no judgment, but I get it.
They also mentioned things about stop complaining, stop with the negative self-talk, because these things can eat at your being and your wellness.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that 120%, Patty. A lot of times, like, you know, we have to watch who we surround ourselves with. We have to watch how we talk to ourselves. We have to watch everything that we put into our spirits. A lot of times, you know, people, manipulation, right? All that stuff. You know, we have to be very intentional about who whispers in our ear and who in our spirit. And we have to stop allowing irrelevant foolishness to bother us. Sometimes you just have to rise above it, because our peace is so, so critical, right? Transformation period is personal, right? And so it is so important, Patty, that we have to understand our power and talent, that we can just be and achieve so much more when we follow our positivity. That's very important. We have to be and keep it positive. And I know it's, sometimes it's hard to do, but you will never have inner peace. I need everybody to hear me on this. You will never have inner peace until you give up the war against you and the world. No doubt about that.
Improving your mental health. It's so important for many people because there's so many personal things that we can do. It could be something as simple as making your bed, drinking more water, going for a walk, praying, meditation, I want to say. But improving your mental state is something that you can do. Conversation is important. It is needed. This is the podcast, Patty and the Millennials. And find us where we live, SoundCloud, Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for joining us. We are the podcasters, Patty and the Millennials.